Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
This January, Danny's taking Family Secrets on the road. To get your tickets, visit DannyShapiro.com.
I'm Danny Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets. The secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Danny. I am so grateful for you doing the Family Secrets podcast. I have just stumbled upon it, and it's already been really healing in the work that I am doing within my own healing journey and the secrets within my own family. When I was about 23, a big bomb was dropped in the middle of my life. My beloved grandmother had just passed away, and I was sitting with my aunt, and we were talking about kind of how awful my grandpa had been his whole life, and we were just kind of sharing stories back and forth, like, remember the time grandpa did this? Oh, remember the time grandpa did this? And just like kind of one-upping each other of how awful he was. Not the best stories. And then my aunt all of a sudden said, yeah, like the time grandpa sent your mom away to have her baby. And I think she knew immediately that I had no clue what she was talking about. At first, I thought maybe she was talking about me. And I asked her, I was like, wait, me? What? And then she just started, my aunt started crying, and she was like, oh my gosh, you don't know. Oh my gosh, I thought you knew. And my aunt totally abandoned me. She ran upstairs, and my mom had been walking in the house at that time, and my aunt grabbed my mom, and they both just took off and left me standing there. And then my mom came back and told me that she had gotten pregnant when she was young, and that my grandpa had forced her to go to a different state and give her baby up for adoption. And it came out later that she has even like kept this baby for several weeks, I think almost a month. And then she wanted to come back home with the baby, but my grandpa, he just wouldn't have it.
The secret in my family has to do with the death of my dad's mom when he was 5 years old back in the 30s. I was always told that his mom died of a kidney infection and that no antibiotics were developed by then and there was no way to save her. I was also told by my mom that as a child, my dad had overheard someone saying that his mom had never been the same after he was born, and so that he sort of felt responsible, even though he was only 5 years old. And her obituary just says she died after 2 weeks of illness. But I always had a feeling that there was something fishy about the story, because if it ever came up in conversation with my dad or his sister, it just seemed awkward. And one time my dad did say that he didn't think his mom was very happy, and I asked him why, and he just looked away and said, oh, I don't know. So I just had a feeling something was, they were not being 100% truthful about it. But doing genealogy research, I got her death certificate. And some states redact the cause of death, but the state they lived in did not. So it said she actually died of mercury cyanide poisoning. And it must have been pretty horrible, because the certificate says the poisoning took place on one day and then her death actually happened 10 days later, and mercury cyanide was used in photography back then, so I guess it would have been not that hard to obtain, but it's extremely toxic, and it causes your kidneys to shut down eventually, and it causes severe gastrointestinal problems. So she was in the hospital for 10 days and then died. So it was very shocking to see that, even though I kind of suspected it. I haven't discussed it with my dad or his sister. They are doing okay, but they're at advanced stage now, and I don't know if it would just be more upsetting to bring it up than it would be worth. And when I see my dad, I live 2,000 miles away. I just want to have fun with him. You know, I don't get to see him that often, so I haven't really broached the subject, and I don't know if I should. So that's our secret. Bye.
My family's secret is my own secret. Years ago, I met a man after I had left my ex-husband with my first daughter, and I had had sex with him one time, and I got pregnant with my son. And after that, we had kind of became a thing. And then I found out he was doing drugs, and I told him that he needed to leave our lives, and he threatened to kill me. And one day in the back of my car, after he had made that threat, I told security at my work, and they came out with me every day. And he stabbed the security guard in the leg and ran off. Nobody's ever heard from him since. So then after that, my ex, who I had my first daughter with, had come back into my life and said that he wanted to give us, you know, a place to live and a family. And I took that off rep because what was I to do? And his name is on my son's birth certificate, and my son does not know that he has another father, a biological father, and I don't know if I should ever tell him. Listening to your podcast, I know that too much damage will be done. It's not something that I share with everybody. Recently, I just told my boyfriend of 4 years, and that was by a complete accident. Didn't mean to, but it happened. And I was so ashamed because I thought that I had told him, but I didn't, because it's something so shameful. So yeah, that's my secret. I don't know if it'll ever come out. I don't know if I want it to. Thank you so much for your podcast, because it really brings a light to my world. Thank you, Danny.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.